Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on those that are in authority to be kind to their subjects, to give them good advice and to be compassionate towards them, and forbidding those who are in authority, those that have some type of power, from deceiving them, those that are below them, being harsh to them, neglecting their best interest and being unmindful of them and their needs. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء كلما هلك نبي خلفه نبي وإنه لا نبي بعدي وسيكون بعدي خلفاء فيكثرون قالوا يا رسول الله فما تأمرنا قال أوفوا ببيعة الأول فالأول ثم أعطوهم حقهم واسألوا الله الذي لكم فإن الله سائلهم عما استرعاهم متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Bani Israel were ruled by messengers. Whenever a messenger passed away, another would succeed him. So this was the system that Allah Ta'ala had in place for the Bani Israel, that when every time they were ruled by people that were Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, messengers. When one messenger passed away, Allah Ta'ala had made it such that there was another messenger that was there to lead the Bani Israel, one after the other. So the Anbiya alayhimus salam, they were the leaders of the Bani Israel. Whenever a messenger passed away, another would succeed him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, there is no messenger after me. There will be khulafa after me, and they will be many in numbers. What we refer to as the khalifas, they are people that now will be in charge of the Islamic empire, the Islamic emirate. So like this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, there will be messengers after me, there will be khulafa after me, there will be no more messengers. There will be these people that will be now in charge. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned this, the Sahaba asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you command us to do? What should we do? What should be our position with regards to these khulafa, these khalifas that are over us? What should be our attitude towards them? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, fulfill the pledge of allegiance with the first and then the next. In other words, the first one that is there, and then the next one that now is in charge, then you fulfill with the next, and then the next one that is there, then you fulfill the pledge with the next. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this advice. And the reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this part of the advice is, it shouldn't be such when there is one khalifa already appointed, and now there is some type of rebellion that is trying to take place, and another one is now being appointed whilst you already got one that is already appointed. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this part, that أوفوا ببيعت الأول فالأول, the one that you have taken bay'at to, pledge of allegiance first, you keep to your bay'at with him, and then you go to the next one. After this khilafat of this person, then you go to the next one. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving advices. This last part of the advice is very, very important for us to keep in mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then fulfill their rights. In other words, fulfill the rights of the khalifa. Fulfill their rights and ask Allah for which is due to you. Ask Allah which is due to you, but you fulfill their rights. We'll explain this just now. Allah Ta'ala will question them about the authority which was given to them. They will be questioned about their action, but what you need to do, what we need to do, we need to fulfill their rights. And this ulama explained that we are living in this world. In this world, unfortunately, the way it goes, especially with the West, everything is my rights, my rights, my rights that I have as far as a human being is concerned, as far as a citizen is concerned, my rights of freedom of speech, my rights of freedom of expression, everything is about rights. To such an extent that every situation, it comes up, arises any small dispute, we take it to the court to demand our right. This is my right and that is my right. But what is the outlook of a believer? The outlook of the believer is, what is my responsibility? What is my responsibility? What should I be doing in this situation? There's no such thing as demanding rights all the time, just demanding rights. What a Muslim looks at is, what is my responsibility? What should I be doing to help the situation? So in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something very, very nicely. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, أَعْطُوهُمْ حَقَّهُمْ, that you give them their rights. What is their rights as a Khalifa? You give them. As far as your rights are concerned, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the hikmat of this is that if the people start demanding their rights and demanding their rights from the person that is made the Khalifa, then this will create some type of rebellion. And this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want that the person is in charge, he's now the leader, and people are creating rebellion on the basis of rights. Yes, when it comes to your rights, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the leader's heart is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will change his heart, but rather you see what you are doing right. If your actions are right, inshallah Allah ta'ala will give you a khalifa, a ruler such that he will also do the right actions. So here we learn one thing is, as far as our rights is concerned, as far as possible, leave it to Allah ta'ala. Ask Allah ta'ala for our rights. Don't demand it from people and don't make it such that we make it an issue. Yes, there will be certain situations where a person will have to now take it up because of the situation. But just as a general rule, when it comes to our rights, we ask Allah ta'ala for it. We don't go around demanding it. When it comes to rights of others, this is what we are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is we go and we fulfill their rights. In other words, we look to see what is our responsibility and we fulfill our responsibility. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this. Imagine what a lovely community you'll have, where each person is not worried about his right, he's worried about his responsibility. Everyone is looking to see what I can do for the next person. What a beautiful community that will be. You'll get very few people demanding rights, but be so many people that are willing to help and assist in everything. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.